The barista was just handing me my coffee. Just straight up coffee today. Nothing exotic. Put on the pocketbook as well. But, no, I was just commenting, you know, guys like you, you know, they're always buying gear. It's even when you think you're pretty close to, you know, having what, everything, no, not needing anything, just the little things you want to add, most guys are like, holy cow. It's just kind of a joke on that. But I'd like to have a better version of some of my stuff, but I'm not going to do it unless the opportunity arises. Like, I've got that 7300, it's my HF rig, and I like it. It's fine for as little as I operate anymore. It's got everything I want. You know, what I like on a 7610 there? Yeah, but also, I don't really have the desk space for it if I did that, you know? But in a perfect world, I'd want like that 7650 and then match it up with that PW2 amplifier. The numbers are spinning, you know, the dollar signs are spinning at that point. Yeah, because I think that 7610 or 76, yeah. No, not 7610, 77, whatever that new one is they got out. You know, that sucker's going to be up there, you know, $5,000-$6,000. You know, and then the amp's going to be up there. You know, so you're talking about $10,000-$12,000 station. You know, would I like to have that? Sure. You know, can I justify it? Probably not. But it's about want, not need. But realizing that I'm not going to be able to get there, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. That's the key, I think. I'm happy with what I got, where I'm at. If some sort of deal came up and I was able to, you know, move in that direction, I suppose I might, but I don't let any of it bother me. They're always coming out with new stuff, and there'll always be something, unless you get into some feature that you never had. For instance, the hot spot, the open spot, no, open spot, what's the one by Shark RF? Anyhow, the Shark RF open spot, right? The first version of it didn't do P25. Deal breaker for me. I wouldn't have bought one, but had I bought one of those, and then the next one came out that did have P25, that would have been a damn it. You know, I got to get that. But if anything is that important to me, I probably wouldn't have bought the one that doesn't have it, so I wouldn't have been affected by, you know, the next one that had the feature. In some rare cases. You know, I know that little Yaesu is going to have dual receive and, you know, a couple other little odds and ends. I think the form factor is the most important part of that one. The dual receive, is it nice? Sure. Do I need it on my 705? Absolutely not. So, all right, anyhow, I'm coming up on the parking lot here. I'm going to toss it over to Donald and say travel safe to everybody, and we'll catch you maybe later. I'm going to be trying to work on the Mecca receiver today. That's kind of my goal, if work permits. Over to Donald. Catch everybody later. W8FU.